This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Woody. Always great having this guy deep diving. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, Dolphins columnist, and does some great stuff with the Dolphins and has been now for a while. Perk, how are you this morning?
Big Joe, I'm excited, man. I want to see what this quarterback battle looks like today. Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. Want to see what this run game looks like without Austin Jackson and Alec Ingold. A lot of stuff to see today.
Yeah. Hey, before we get into all that stuff, I thought Anthony Weaver, I listened to all the coaches' stuff. I know you were there. I thought he was unbelievable talking about his corners. Like, hey, they're here. We got to just keep peeling pieces off there, but we're getting to it. And he brought up some names. I always read into the names that come to the brain first. Did you kind of feel that way, too, with Jack Jones and Ethan Bonner and Jason Marshall and going with Sheffield? And Matt caught that. Did you catch that? And obviously Storm Duck, who's had a great camp.
Yeah, I caught that, Joe. And I'll say this, man. The players love Weave, and I really like Weave. He's very positive. You know, he's a former player, so they relate to him on that level. I mean, the guy had the number 4 defense in the league last year, number 9 against the run, so you've got to listen when he talks. Having said all that, Joe, that's a bit of a sales job he was doing, because I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing good stuff from Storm Duck. He's one of the stars of camp. But Sheffield had a rough day yesterday, Joe, a very, very rough day, especially in deep coverage. I'm not seeing anybody else yet emerge from that cornerback group aside from Storm Duck. We'll see what Jack Jones and Mike Hilton can do. Jones on the boundary and Hilton in the slot. We'll see what Cornell Armstrong can do in the slot. But joint practices are going to tell a lot. But at this point, Storm Duck is the only guy that I've seen that looks like he's of starting caliber right now.
You know, it's funny, and it's a good opportunity for these guys. But you look at Sheffield, he hasn't played much football the last couple of years. He's played a little special teams. But you got to go back a few years on some of these guys since they played, and you're like, man, this is a great opportunity. But I think at some point you get exposed, like you said, of like, hey, your special teams might be your best way to get on this team. Hey, the quarterback situation, I thought, and you and I know people get on us a little bit, and they're getting on me, and they're pointing to you the other day at camp, and Omar's giving you the business every time Quentin Ewers makes a good throw. I caught that. I had to tell him to stop doing a radio show over there. You know, it was embarrassing and all that. Quentin Ewers, every time I go out there, you're there all the time. He has a really good practice and makes a lot of good throws.
He does. He's shown a lot, you know, and especially for a seventh-round pick, Joe. You know, this is a guy that he's got low expectations as a seventh-round pick, and he's come in and he's done everything that's been asked of him. I'll say this, though. Zach Wilson was my stock up yesterday. We give a stock up and a stock down. And the reason why, none of the quarterbacks had an especially great day. Tua probably had his worst day yesterday. A lot of incompletes, missed Tyreek, a wide open Tyreek on a deep one. Tyreek had beaten Sheffield, and Tua overthrows him. He underthrew Tyreek on another deep ball. But what I liked about Zach was he had a bad day on Sunday. They were off on Monday. He comes back on Tuesday. He throws three touchdown passes. And we saw on Sunday he had that bad interception to Jordan Colbert, the safety. Nobody's around. Looked like a miscommunication. We didn't see any of that yesterday. Zach Wilson had cleaned up all that stuff. He threw some nice passes, and I liked the way he bounced back, Joe. It showed me that mentally he's got a little bit of toughness to him. It showed me that he has the ability to correct some errors, and he got his receivers on the same page with him also. So for all of that, I liked what I saw. That's why I gave him my stock up, and he threw more touchdown passes than either of the other two quarterbacks.
Chris, the national media is hitting the drama side a little bit. You know who? So Tyreek comes out and says Devon Achane shouldn't be running on short yardage. We got three big backs. It should be. He said two, but there's three big backs. They should get the ball. By the way, a lot of us probably agree with that. Not sure it should come from your wide receiver, but anyway, people are saying Mike seemed frustrated with the comment. You think he was frustrated, or they just used to it? And they're just worried about him playing football, and they don't care what he says.
Tyreek's going to Tyreek, right? I mean, he can't help being himself. He's always going to say the quiet part out loud, Joe, and I think Mike knows that now. It's a little bit frustrating, but look, Tyreek was 100% right. I mean, he was 100% right. And the problem before was you didn't really have that big back. Remember, they released Chris Brooks. And they really didn't have anybody to fill that role. I thought Jeff Wilson was more of a slasher than a power back. Now you've got somebody with power in Alexander Mattison. We'll see what Ollie Gordon II can do, the sixth-round pick out of Oklahoma State. But I give Tyreek credit. He said what needed to be said, just like Tua said what needed to be said about Tyreek. So, I think both of those guys were right in each instance. And now let's see if the Dolphins make some changes, because you can't keep running Devon Achane up the middle on third and one and in short yardage situations. Yeah. You need power and force. And that's why you got Jonah and James Daniels also right at guard.
That's right. Hey, practices have been a lot more physical. I have noticed. Have you noticed? It's obvious they're getting after it a lot more.
They have. And look, Joe, and what I've said and written is, I like those top two draft picks of the last two drafts because they do represent a little bit of a commitment to the trenches, right? When you look at Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul last year and Kenneth Grant and Jonas Avaiinaia this year, you're getting some big guys, some guys who can do some work at the line of scrimmage, which has been a weakness for the Dolphins. And we are seeing some more physical practices now. They're being a little smarter. Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb didn't take as many snaps yesterday. That's why we saw them running those sprints. That's what they do when they know they're not going to take as many reps. Is, you know, they keep it going by doing some sprints. So we've seen some smarts by not playing Phillips and Chubb, as many reps as maybe they normally would. But we've seen more physicality. Hopefully that translates, big backs on third and one, all that kind of stuff, Joe. I hope it translates to the regular season.
Who's been the third best receiver for 2 weeks?
Ooh, that's a good question because it's been up in the air. Malik Washington has showed us stuff as a slot guy. I'm still waiting for Nick Westbrook-Akini to show us something. He's the big-bodied 6'2", 211-pounder. He had, eight or nine touchdowns for Tennessee last year, and I think – five were in the red zone or something like that. We have not seen that version of NWI yet. Hopefully we see it. Taj Washington has showed us some stuff. But nobody has really stepped up and emerged as a number three target, whether it's a tight end, a slot receiver, an outside receiver. I mean, Achane had 78 receptions last year. And you don't have a Janu or a tight end to take up 88. We don't know what's going on with Darren Waller, Joe. I don't know how you get in football shape without playing football, Joe. You got to explain that one to me. But I don't know who's going to be the number three wide receiver or the number three receiving target at this point.
Yeah. Hey, so Austin Jackson's going to be out. I'm guessing maybe won't play again till the season starts and give him all the time he needs, but maybe he's back for the last week. But either way, who's a front runner for you from what you've seen? They've rotated three guys in there at that right tackle position. Who do you see as a front runner for that job? If they're going to have to play a lot in the preseason anyway.
Yeah, right now it's Larry Borum, but they might have to go off roster, Joe, because what they've had out there, and I'll say that's for the tackles on both sides. I don't know that they have a backup left tackle either, but we're talking right tackle here. And you know, when you see all these reports about the backup edge rushers, Grayson Murphy and Quentin Bell and Derek McClendon and Cam Good and Mo Kamara, they're eating off of these backup. Yeah. Offensive tackles, left and right tackles, and we'll see in Chicago whether these backup edge rushers are that good or whether the Dolphins are leaky at backup tackle. I think the Dolphins are leaky at backup tackle. Larry Borum, Ryan Hayes, they're putting Keon Smith out there, but nothing has seemed to work for them so far. I'll say this also about Zach Wilson and getting the stock up yesterday. This guy was under tremendous pressure, Joe. I mean, these edge rushers were coming at him one after the other, and he didn't panic also. But I'm worried about the entire backup offensive line. I'm worried about Andrew Meyer at center has been the best backup offensive lineman out there on the field. But I'm worried about every position on the backup offensive line. I think if the starters stay healthy, they can be good. But as we've seen with this offensive
haven't seen much
injury,
of that, no.
Yeah, right. We haven't seen much of that, so they might have to go off roster.
Yeah, starting five don't know each other. Seems like one guy comes back, another guy goes down, and they have not spent a lot of time together. So that leads me to the next one. How much do you play Tua Tagovailoa here in the preseason, including this first game against Chicago with so many guys, it looks like, around the league? Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray, all these guys going to start game one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I think they probably stick to what they did last year with Tua. What do you get, like one series?
Yeah, not
and you
much.
Know what, Joe? When they got Brett Gabbert as the number four quarterback, I thought that meant, okay, that means Tua's definitely not going to play because you have Zach Wilson and you got Quinn Ewers, and if one of them gets hurt, then you got Brett Gabbert and blah, blah, blah. And then they released Gabbert and signed Chris Myrick, the tight end, because Ingold is out. So, but having said all of that, I think it's still going to be a Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers kind of deal in the games. And if one of them goes down, the other one just has to play all that time, or you go to the emergency number three quarterback. I don't think they're going to risk putting Tua out there.
All right. So, just to follow up on this thing, I was out there all weekend. Quinn Ewers just threw the hell out of the football. So, I kept looking at you, going, "Damn, Perkai." You know, are we right, Perk? I mean, we've been hanging on this one. We're getting a lot of pressure. You know, everybody wants that open competition. You see Quinn Ewers any situation in this preseason? Because Skylar Thompson was the greatest tease of all time as a seventh-round pick.
You
see Quinn Ewers getting that backup job any situation? And I know what coach has already said, Zach's the guy.
No, I don't see that situation for two reasons, Joe. Number one, it's political. And what I mean is, you know, that Mike McDaniel said Zach Wilson is a direct, calculated target. They've had problems developing and identifying a number two quarterback. How is it going to look if the seventh round pick overtakes your direct, calculated target? You're going to look like you don't know what you're talking
about.
Great call. That's number one. And then number two is, you know, Quinn Ewers is a seventh round pick. I mean, I don't know that you're going to trust him that much. You know, if Quinn was a second or third round pick, I don't know that the reviews would be so high, right? Expectations are low when you're a seventh round pick. And then the other thing is you're paying Zach $6 million. So I think that short of injury, there's probably no way that Quinn Ewers becomes the number two quarterback.
Perk, you got my attention on the $6 million. That got me. There was no question you got me on that one. So the biggest thing you're going to be looking at when you go up there, Chicago, for the practice and then the preseason game as well, what would it be?
I'm not going up there. David Ferones is going up there. But Joe, I'm going to be looking at the line of scrimmage and the toughness, because, you know, Chicago is a team that wanted to protect Caleb back there at quarterback. And they improved that offensive line, or they think they did. Let's see what the Dolphins can do against them. Let's see if the Dolphins' toughness shows up there at the line of scrimmage. And like I said, I like what they've done the last 2 years at the top of the draft. Let's see if that surfaces. What can Jonah do? What can Kenneth Grant do? What are we going to see from Patrick Paul, you know, who has had a great camp? I want to see if all this stuff that we've seen of Dolphins versus Dolphins translates to Dolphins versus Bears.
Yeah, and that's the strength of the team. I've been saying it looks like that front seven defensively and the backups, as you said, everybody seems to be, every time they line up against this Dolphins offense, twos or threes, like you said, the backups seem like they're getting two and three sacks of practice. Perk, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe. We'll talk again.
All right. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning to talk a little bit about different parts of the team as they get set to head to Chicago tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.